We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
My friends, what is the difference in law and expediency? Do you think there is any difference in law and custom? My subject for discussion today is law and expediency. By law, I have reference to the law of Christ. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:21, "To them that are without law, as without law, not being without law to God, but under law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law." In Romans 3:27, the apostle called the same law the law of faith. He called it, in Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. James referred to it as the law of liberty in James 1:25. But did you know that it is becoming more and more fashionable for preachers today to teach that we are not under any kind of law? A few months ago, a preacher began a series of lessons on Galatians. He announced that the emphasis would be on liberty. He denied that we're under law. That seems very strange, for he was dealing with the book that refers to the law of Christ, as the apostle expressed it in Galatians 6, verse 2. Paul refers to a walk by this rule in Galatians 6, verse 17. A law is simply a rule of action. Law is restraint. Law commands the right and prohibits the wrong. The Galatian epistle was written with the background in view that Christians are under law of restraint and are not free to indulge in the lust of the eye, the desires of the flesh, and vainglory of life. Furthermore, the law of Christ replaces the law of Moses, and it commands the right in obedience to the law of faith. Yes, we are under law today. Do not allow the mistaken to deceive you relative to this important matter. By law, I have reference to that which God has commanded, that which is authorized and must be done. By expediency or custom, I have reference to the various ways or methods that God's generic laws may be carried out. In expediency, I have reference to a scriptural and suitable means to accomplish a certain end. As we progress further into this particular discussion, I'm sure that you will understand the difference in law and expediency as revealed in the Bible. Now, one thing must be understood in the beginning. Anything that causes one to do more or less than what God commanded is wrong. It is sinful. And if it is sinful, then it cannot be an expedient. An expedient neither adds to nor subtracts from the commandment that God has given to obey. Let us consider biblical applications in the matter. In the Great Commission, Jesus our Lord said, Go preach the gospel. These were marching orders of our Christ. It is backed by the authority of Jesus Christ, who possesses all authority in heaven and on earth. Now, let us consider the use of the marching order, this commandment, this law, as it is used in both Matthew and Mark's account of this great commission. Matthew states in Matthew 28:18-20, "And Jesus came to them and spake unto them, saying, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now notice, Jesus said, "Whatever I have commanded you." Mark's account reads like this in Mark 16:15-16. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." In this text, the Lord commands his people to do something. He commands them to go, that they should go into all the world for the purpose of preaching the gospel. He is not sending them out on a sightseeing tour of some scenic parts of the world. Let us not forget that this is an order. Go. Go preach the gospel. The Lord did not tell His disciples how to go. He left that matter up to their judgment. Therefore, this matter of how is a matter of expediency or custom. A person may go by walking or running. He can go either way, and he's still going, isn't he? A person may go by riding a donkey or a horse. He is still going, isn't he? He has not added anything nor subtracted anything from the laws of God or the commandment of the Lord. Today, a person may go by means of a ship or a jet aeroplane. Paul made many of his trips in the Mediterranean Sea by means of a ship. But there were times when he walked and when he rode an animal. Yet in all of these, he simply was going in obedience to the Lord's command. Are we bound by the same modes of travel today, that slow, tedious travel, as characterized by the Christians of the first century? Of course, the answer is emphatically no. It would be absurd for a person to contend that since Paul traveled by land or by foot, as you read in Acts chapter 20 and verse 13, that we today must be restricted to traveling on land or by walking only. It would be ridiculous for a person to contend today that since we read in Acts 23:24 that Paul traveled by riding beast of burden, we may only go with the gospel by riding upon a donkey. Walking or riding an animal, when feasible, are certainly permitted. But we are not restricted to such means of travel. This is in the realm of expediency, not law or command. Paul never traveled by means of a bicycle or a motorcycle or an automobile. But the gospel in our time has been carried to people by the disciples of the Lord who have ridden bicycles, motorcycles, and in automobiles as a matter of choice, an expediency, not law. Paul could only travel a few miles per day. By an automobile or bus, a gospel preacher can leave his home early in the morning and be at some distant city, some 500 or 600 miles away, to begin a gospel meeting that very night. I've often done that, and so have some of you listening. Paul never flew a jet to proclaim the gospel in a far distant country. But I am very confident that, as an expedience, if he were living today, he surely would use that means of travel. Today, a person can leave one extreme distant part of the country early in the morning and be in another nation to speak that night in a gospel meeting. That is an expediency, not a command. If it were a command, there would be no choice but to travel by air. But it is neither scriptural nor unscriptural. It is an expediency. The law is go. That means getting there is left up to human judgment. That is an expediency. There is a difference. In the Great Commission, our Lord Jesus gave authoritative instructions relative to the fact that disciples were to preach the gospel and teach the Lord's commandments. Matthew uses the term teach and make disciples, which of course is done by instruction. Mark and Luke uses the expression of preaching. Let us observe what all three said in the setting of the Great Commission. In this record, Jesus commanded that people are to be taught to become Christians. They are to be taught to remain Christians subsequent to their conversion. The law is teach and make disciples. The inspired writers, Mark and Luke, gave the Lord's command, preach the gospel. The Great Commission of our Lord obligates us to teach, to preach the truth. But these terms are both generic and specific. They are specific from the standpoint that we are to teach the truth, preach the gospel. They are restricted what we are to instruct the people when we preach or teach, that is, the gospel. The terms are also generic as far as methods of teaching are concerned. One is in the realm of law, while the other is in the realm of expediency. Now, Let us consider some other Bible examples. In Ephesians 4:15, Paul declares that we are to speak the truth in love. Did he tell us exactly the method to be employed in speaking the truth in love? Obviously not. This commandment, therefore, is both generic and specific. It is specific in that we are obligated to preach the truth or speak the truth only, and to do it in love. It is generic in that Paul did not tell us whether to do it by oral expression or by written expression, whether to many people or to few people of an audience. A good example of command and expediency may be found in Titus 2:1-6. Paul said, "But speak thou the things which befit the sound doctrine. Let aged men be temperate, grave, sober-minded, sound in faith, in love, in patience. Let aged women likewise be reverent in demeanor, not slanderers, nor enslaved to much wine, teachers of that which is good, that they may train the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sober-minded, chaste, workers at home, kind, being in subjection to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. The younger men likewise exhort to be sober-minded." Now, Paul commanded Titus to teach sound doctrine, but he did not lay down just one method by which he could teach the sound doctrine. Paul taught Titus by means of his writing. Titus could teach others by means of oral sermons or presentations. The apostle told Titus to teach the older women to teach younger women relative to Christian duties. That is in the realm of law or command. Titus was not restricted as to just one method in carrying out this injunction. That was a matter of expediency. The law was to do the teaching. The methods to be employed were to be practiced that of wisdom dictated by expediency. The older women were to teach the younger women. The command had reference to their doing this teaching and what the content of the message was to be, but where they were to do it, and the methods to be employed were matters of expediency. The apostle tells us in 1 Peter 4:11 that we are to speak as the oracles of God direct. The law is that we speak as God's word direct, but the method of our doing so is not set forth or regulated, whether by radio, from the pulpit, or printed sermons. If it were, then there could be no variation, only as prescribed. The difference in law and expediency. It must be remembered that an expediency is simply a suitable means for accomplishing a purpose. The expedient cannot add to, nor detract from the commandment. It must not change the commandment. We can teach privately, that is, one person to another person, one to one. We can teach publicly. There may be 50 present, there may be 500, or there may be hundreds of thousands, such as we hope are in our audience today. But we're still teaching, whether to the few or to literally millions of people. There is a difference in command, or what we may call law, and expediency. By command from our Lord, we may teach orally, such as I am doing on this broadcast, or we may teach by the written word. The International Gospel Hour does both. We teach orally, and we send out written material, such as copies of sermons, Bible correspondence courses, tracts, and so on. But we're still just preaching and teaching the word. We may teach from the pulpit or in a classroom setting. We may teach with every age present, or we can divide into classes for our Bible study on the Lord's Day and allow each class to be taught on a graded level. We're just teaching when we do this. Some honest people through the years have failed to understand the difference between the law of teaching and the expediency of the execution of teaching. We can teach by using a blackboard or by using literature that is graded, which may assist in our understanding of the Bible. We may use charts, tracts, articles, and books written about the Bible as helps. But we must teach only the truth. That is a difference in law and expediency. You know, Paul never used a telephone or radio or television for obvious reasons. The telephone is about 100 years of age. Radio is about 50. And you know something? I've been preaching the gospel on radio almost since the birthday of radio. You know, I began as a little boy. We can employ such media as an expediency to reach the lost with the saving message of Jesus Christ. Just because Paul never wrote a newspaper article or preached a sermon on radio or television does not mean that we cannot employ these methods of evangelism. My friends, are you listening? The law is to teach the truth and preach the gospel. The how or the expedient is left up to us to use wisdom. You know there is a difference in law and